Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
I want to talk about the voice of God, the voice of God. In the Old Testament, we don't really know exactly all the ways that God spoke to his people. All it says, and for example, the word of the Lord came to Elijah. The word of the Lord came to this person. God spoke to Noah. We don't know how he did that. We don't know. Was it a voice in the clouds? Was it a burning bush type situation? We know how God spoke in that situation, but we don't know. All we know is that he did, and we don't just accept that by blind faith. We see the evidence of God speaking, and I want God to speak in everyone's life. You know, even in some of these testimonies, I hear the evidence of God speaking into lives. Okay, sister, you knew that you were supposed to go to Africa. You just knew that, okay? I mean, it was there. There was no doubt. God told me to go to Africa. He better tell you to come back too, but I'm just saying. But God told me to go to Africa. How do you know that? What do you mean, how do I know that? That's because he did, because I know that he did. And so there are so many ways that God speaks to us. There are so many manifestations of the voice of God. The primary way that God speaks to his children. If you've got a Bible with you, hold it up, okay? Mine's on here, you know. Can we all tap on our phones to the book of whatever, you know? All right? God's word is forever settled. And that, so his written word is the primary, or at least the first way, that we receive what he has to say to us. Now, I've heard a lot of you see clips all the time, people saying, you know, the word, what God has for us, they ain't just in the Bible. God's going to give you other stuff too. Well, yeah, I mean, nowhere in the Bible does it say thou shalt go to Africa. Okay, it's not there, okay? But, you know, it does say go ye into all the world and so forth and so on. And so I've got a lot of, there's things that I've gleaned over the years from my former pastor, my current pastor, from other people, other men of God, women of God, about how to just hear from God. Have you ever just wanted to hear from God? You ever heard someone say, the Lord spoke to me, and when they say it, it's like a voice came out of heaven. What do you mean, voice came out of heaven, audible voice of God? And some people have described it that way. One way that I heard that described to me was a great friend of mine in children's ministry named Lloyd Squires, the King's Clown. He went on an extended, long fast. And he said, God, I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to eat again until you tell me what it is that I am supposed to do. I need to know what my ministry is. I'm not eating until you tell me. Now that's not how it always happens, but that's how it happened with him. And he said he got to a place where he said, I could just hear God so clearly. And this is what God did with him. His testimony is so amazing. He's one of the pioneers of children's ministry as we know it. The stuff that I do, I stole it all from this guy right here, okay? All my best work is stolen, or my wife came up with it, okay? And so he said, truth. So he said, I just heard God say, a woman is going to give you your ministry out of a box. Now, that's pretty specific right there. He told his wife that, okay? He said, I just knew it. I heard that. God is going to give you your ministry. A woman is going to give you your ministry out of a box. So he was at a yard sale. This is wonderful, wonderful, beautiful testimony. It's funny, too, which is perfect for him. He was at a yard sale, and the lady who owned the home said, oh, I've got something that would just be perfect for you. She goes over to a box, and she reaches into this box, and he says, this is it, this is the word being confirmed to me. And she pulls out, anybody know, you remember the story? Clown suit. She pulls out a clown suit and said, "This would be perfect for you." And he got so mad. He was pacing back and forth. Are you kidding me? This is the word of God manifest in my life, a clown suit. And he was so, he said, "I'm sorry, but I was mad, upset with God about this." And he got, and he said, a few days later, his wife said, "You got to put this on. I got to see how it would look." So he put the clown suit on, and he just thought he looked ridiculous. And he was so mad, he just went outside. He didn't care. He went outside. And some little kid tugged. He got the tug, you know. Some little kid tugged on his clown suit and said, "Hey, clown, do something stupid." That was the last thing he wanted to hear. So what he do? He just started goofing around. He just started clowning around. And he gathered a group of kids. Kids started coming to him and watching what he was doing, and he was having a good time with them. Long story short, he brought those kids to service, and many of those kids are still serving the Lord to this day. When God talks, you will know. You will just know, because God will let you know. And first thing to know about God's Spirit speaking into our spirit, into our heart and mind, is that it's going to line up with the Word. God will never give us anything that is outside the Word. God will never say, you don't need what your pastor's been giving you. You don't need this. It will always line up with the Word. So if you get something you think is absolutely revelatory and it has nothing to do with the Bible, or it's outside the scope of what the Bible teaches, you just got heartburn. Sorry, okay? Another thing too, and this is especially true when we are submitted to our pastor, God will not give you something, almost always, there is an exception, I'll get to that a little bit later, but if you really want to be in God's will, God will not give you something that is contrary to your pastor's oversight and what he teaches, okay? So if pastor says, you know, I don't believe in wearing red tennis shoes, okay? That's just not right. Wearing red tennis shoes just ain't good. That's just the devil's color right there. And I'm exaggerating here. And then you say, God told me that I need to come to church and wear red tennis shoes. Well, you just had too much pizza the night before, okay? Because God is not going to give you something that creates confusion. God is not the author of confusion. He doesn't do it. Now, we can sometimes get a little confused in the things that we... Even reading the Bible, sometimes we feel a little bit confused, but that just means we're learning. God doesn't make us confused. How many remember what it was like when you came to the understanding of oneness? Anybody remember that? Yeah, I remember that with you, brother. It was just so there, okay? You know, maybe you felt confused for a while. God didn't give you that confusion. We're people. Sometimes we feel confused, but God doesn't do that. God doesn't give us that confusion. God's not going to give this person a word. He's not going to give Sister Andrea a word to go to somebody and say, God said that you just need to step out right now in prayer. And then Augie goes up behind you and says, God said you just need to stay where you are. Okay, that's somebody's missing something, okay? Sometimes, now we're Pentecostals, you know how we are. Somebody's at the altar, something on the left is, hold on, person on the right is, let go. And then meanwhile, there's an old lady behind them rubbing their back saying, just do what you feel, brother, just do what you feel. So, you know, we're like that sometimes. I understand that. But God is not going to create a confusing situation. He's just not going to do it. When we were at, we lived in Alexandria, Louisiana for a while, Brother Mangan's approach is much like our pastor's here. I had been used in the gifts of the Spirit before, and that's no compliment to me. That's all God. We know that. And you know, we were new there, and this is, the POA. But he said, you just act like you've been here for 20 years. He said, if you got a word from the Lord, I'm not going to stop you. And that actually happened in a service. I felt like I had something. I wrote it down, and I said, I believe the Lord gave me this. He said, I'm not going to stop you if you got a word from the Lord. And I was so taken by his generosity that I couldn't give it. You know, I just prayed about it and I shared it with a few people here and there, and that was fine. But he also said, I carry two buckets of water to put out your fire if I need to. In other words, if somebody says something, starts stepping out of line, he's going to say, come on, brother, you just step this way. He will take the microphone from you, okay? He will do that. but he's not going to stop the operating of the Spirit. And our pastor is like that. Now, if someone, you know, says, "Pastor, I have a word from the church, and brother Ed doesn't feel right about it," or he knows this person, they like to stir up stuff, you know, he's gonna do things. But there's been a time or two when I went to him, I said, I feel like I got a word from the Lord. If you feel it also, yeah, go ahead." And of course, if you know, it was positive and it was good. God's also not going to give us a word over pastoral issues. Okay, He's not. Okay, you know, and I'm not going to name pastoral issues. We know what they are. All right, I'm not going to say to you, "You need to stop doing this." The Lord told me that, you know, and that, well, He didn't tell pastor to tell me to tell you. Okay, you know that I'm not going to name specific things again because they're pastoral issues. I mean, there's nothing, weird or delicate about it. They're just pastoral issues. And so God is never going to give us something that supersedes our pastor, that tells us to overstep our pastor, whether it's a word for ourselves or a word for someone else. Of course, also, we need to use wisdom whenever God gives us a word. If God speaks into our heart, whether it's in a service or whatever, that doesn't mean we have to say it. Sometimes we just pray about it. You know, God told me, Sister Shy, God told me that you have a ministry with a skateboarding ministry, okay? I don't know if you ride skateboards, but that's going to be, you're going to skateboard and you're going to win skateboard, and that has actually happened. It's true stuff here. Good stuff, okay? All right? And now, maybe she needs to hear that. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe I just need to pray about that, okay? Maybe I do. Now, what do we do sometimes if we have a word? Maybe we might ask a few questions. So, what do you think about skateboarding? Okay, we're kind of trying to test out what we think we heard from God. But truly, when you hear from God, you just know. You just know. Okay, you got to be right with God. You got to be prayerful, fastful, and all these things. But you just know. Okay, so second point. How does God speak to us? He speaks to us in many forms. He's done it in a burning bush. He's spoken out of the clouds to people. He's spoken through the ephod. Just so many different ways. He's spoken through dreams. Now, and we talk about Joseph had a dream. Well, I have a dream every night. Anybody remember your dreams from just pretty much every night? Okay, a lot of us do. Sometimes you do. That doesn't mean God gave us those every single time. So we don't exactly know what kind of dream that was, but we do know that there was something special about that. It could even be, and some of this is just speculation, but it could even be that at that time the human condition was to not have dreams that they remembered, that the only time that they actually had or remembered a dream is if it was directly from God. That could be the case. We don't really need to know. We don't really need to understand. When we get to heaven, I'll ask Jesus all about that, and he'll give me the rundown. Okay, but the point is that in some cases, God has spoken to people through dreams, and I'll give you an example with my own life. In 2008, that one was about 3 months old, maybe just a month old at the time. I knew that I was going to be evangelizing in children's ministry. Sometimes I tried to force that to happen, and it wasn't the right time, and you just got to wait on the Lord. And we were thinking about that, and then I was almost asleep one night, 2008, never forget this, summer of 2008. My wife sat straight up in the bed. She had already fallen asleep. I wasn't. She sat straight up and said, "I just had a dream that God said, don't worry about your rent. It's taken care of." And we thought, well, that'll be great if that's from God, you know. But there was just something special about that dream. And we're thinking, okay, if this is from God, we're going to know. This is going to connect with something down the road to let us know that we are in His will, that He's directing things, if that is the case, okay? And we held on to that. Well, the next year, starting summer of the next year, we just started evangelizing. We sold everything we had and lived on the road. We had a baby. And we had a van. We kept some stuff in the van, just supplies that we needed. Stayed some with my mom, stayed some with my mother-in-law. And she at the time was actually going through a divorce, so it was very helpful to her for us when we weren't traveling to stay with her. Stayed at churches. campground sometimes. And even Sister Shelby Finley, we know her. Her grandmother, Sister McClure, gave us a place to stay at Hilton Head. I don't know if you ever got to stay at Hilton Head, but that's a swanky place. They don't even have telephone wires. You know, that's all underground. It's like super, super fancy. The Walmart sign is brown, okay? That's how fancy. It's not the blue. It's brown, okay? And she just said, you just pay the utilities, which is like 30. And there was one time we were there. We had nowhere to go. We stayed there for about 2 months and went to the local church and went back to our church whenever we could. And so we're thinking, okay, this must be God. In 2010, we went to Louisiana because we were feeling a pull to stay there. We could not find a place to stay. And I said, God, if this ain't you, I'm going home. I feel like I need to evangelize out of this location for a while. But if that's not you, I'm going home. And that same week, we were staying on the campgrounds. They're so gracious to let us stay there for a while. That dream came to both of our minds. I said, honey, you remember that dream? She said, yeah, I was just thinking about that. And we think, okay, this is seems like it's been happening for us. We haven't paid rent, but we haven't actually had a place to stay. Well, a couple in the church came to us, and you know who they are, brother and sister Bruce and Jill, you know. Good friends, good people to this day. Don't tell anybody I told you their names. They want to be anonymous, but it's all good. They said, we have a garage apartment. You know, a little place, but it was fine size for us. We're a small family, don't have a lot of belongings. And they said, you can stay there. And so I said, okay, well, how much is rent? Don't worry about it. It's taken care of. Ho-ho! We have heard from Jesus. We have lift off. This is a confirmation from God. And we knew that that dream that came a year and a half earlier was absolutely from God. This is not just some coincidence that could happen. This is how God lets you know. So He can speak to us in dreams. He can speak to us through circumstances. Have you ever, there are people, I've heard testimonies. I'm not kidding. We went to buy us a new car and they turned us down. And then the other place turned us down, and we couldn't get a loan, and we couldn't get a loan, and we went to a whole bunch of different people, and finally we got a loan with 14% interest, and we thank God for that loan. Sounds like He was doing His absolute best to stop you from getting that loan is what I got from that, okay? And so God sometimes speaks to us through circumstances. It just doesn't work out, and so that's God's way of saying, no, not yet, or you know, it just doesn't feel right. Recently, I was, looking at different ways to possibly get the word out about what I do in counseling. And I started getting a lot of ads for that. I think I had done an internet search, so then you start getting ads. And there was this one advertiser, this guy talking about how he can grow your business, you know, grow your counseling business. And he was very good at what he did. He was very well spoken, his body language. In fact, and this can be kind of another sermon in itself, he was so good at speaking and at body language and all this stuff, I felt so enticed by that I said, no, that's not what I want. Because he's really good at talking people into doing stuff. And some people are good at that. And that can be good. That can be a God-given talent. But I'm thinking, if what he's good at is talking me into buying into this business, then does he really have a product worth having? And it just didn't feel right. You ever go to buy something, and the price was different when you got there? And the deal was no longer valid. There are just hundreds of examples we could come at. It just changed. It just something happened, and it didn't feel right. Well, so often, maybe even every time that happens, that's God's way of saying no, or not yet, not now. God speaks to us through circumstances. And of course, there's just a good old-fashioned impression on our heart. I recently paid, and I won't tell you who it was or what the compliment was, but I paid someone a compliment, and it was unusual. If you understood the context of the whole thing, the compliment that I gave this person was kind of unusual. Not inappropriate, but it was unusual. Not something that I would normally do, or not something that would normally happen, but it just came to me. And I just said, I'm going to tell this person this thing right here. I'm just going to tell them that. I just boom, just hit me, just boom. And so I said that. It was a little unusual, not inappropriate, like I said. And this person said, oh, I needed to hear that so bad. Has that ever happened to you? Something just came to you. Something, hey, man, I like that haircut you got today. You know, well, maybe he was thinking the whole day, I hate this haircut. This is the worst haircut I ever had. And he just needed someone to say, look, don't you worry about that. You're okay. You have confidence, okay? One time, Brother Gordon Wright, back at our old church, his dad was a great, great man of God. And we were in the altar and praying, and it just came to me just to say how much of an icon he has been in my life, a pillar of what being a strong Christian man is all about. It seemed so random and so odd, and so I told him that, and he just broke down. He said, you have no idea how much I wanted to hear that, okay? So if you ever get the unction to tell something positive, something good, you might have just heard from God, and he may have just entrusted something extremely valuable to them, to you, to give them, something that would be, that could be even life-changing, something that would take them from a deep, awful depression into a great confidence, a blessing in such a wonderful way. You never, never really know what you might be doing for someone when you get that impression. There's been a couple of times I've had the impression to tell someone they're going to have a child soon. A couple of times, two specific times. One time I had forgotten about it. I was on a mission trip in Fiji, and I got had a great time with them, and a brother emailed me. He said, hey, we just had our first child. Thank you for that word you gave. And I thought, yeah. That word I gave you, yeah, you know, well, it's from God. The compliment doesn't really go to me, but, you know, I'm just a willing participant. And then I remembered. He said, we've been unable to have a child. We're heartbroken about that. And then just in the moment, just boom, sure as I know I should be making eye contact with you right now, I said, give it a month. That's all I said. I said, give it a month. And I don't know if I was just the messenger, if what I had to do was some type of causality in the spirit, I really don't know. But 10 months later, they had a child. And same thing happened with someone that used to go here. I walked by, and they were unable to have a child. I walked by and said, hey, Mom, that's all I said. 10 months later, they had a child. And it's things like that that say, look, when God's speaking, you get used to that feeling. You get used to that impression. You get used to that voice. You just know. Also, God's voice in our heart should be verified or confirmed. And I've talked about that some. First of all, confirmed in His Word. It's not going to contradict the Word. If you've got something in your heart, go to your pastor about it. That's really the first person you should go to. And if you go to a minister or assistant pastor, but if you go to somebody in this church and they're trying to explain things, it's really best if they say, look, why don't have you talked to pastor about that first? Take that to him. And you can go to him and say, look, pastor, this has been on my heart. And a lot of times, pastor, their people have been going to him and say, hey, I feel a call to ministry. I feel God talking to my heart about ministry. And he says, I know. I know. I've been waiting about 3 years for you to come to me and tell me about that. I know. And now you weren't ready to come to me about that, but you did. Sister Bibby, I'm sure the first time you went to him and talked to him about that, he was just like, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I know that. I know you're called to the ministry. I know you're going to be doing things. You know, and so, you know, talking to your pastor is a great way to confirm that. And also circumstances will confirm things that we hear. If you've gotten a word, I have gotten a word from God about part of our ministry. It came to me about 15 years ago. And only recently have I begun to see signs of it coming to fruition, okay? Only recently. I won't get all into it now, but it has to do with our Bible study and it being translated and used in other places. Only recently has that started to happen. 15 years, nothing. I even said to, when I was attending Faith Tabernacle at the time, I said that to Dr. Patterson. And I said, I don't know why this isn't coming to pass. And I thought he was going to give me something great. I thought he was just going to say, well, you know, the Lord is the Lord. Just, and you know what he said? He said, I don't know why either. I thought, well, that's great, because if my shepherd doesn't know why, am I really hearing things? But I held on to it because I just knew. I just knew. And 15 years later, boom, somebody just called me. Said, hey, we want to do this. We want to do such and such. And it was absolutely in keeping with it. In the country of Jordan, they're translating it. And I just gave it to them. I'm not going to make a dime off of it. I just said, they just want to give it away. I said, fine. I'll give you the artwork without the words. You translate it. You put it on there. You use it. Cool thing about that is that in the country of Jordan, it is illegal for an adult to witness to or proselytize someone who is underage without the parents' consent. But it's not illegal for a child to proselytize another child. And so that was such a confirmation. Yes, you really made me wait for this one, God. I don't know if God likes to see us dangle sometimes just to have a little fun with us, maybe. I don't know. Or if we just need that. Sometimes we need to dangle for a while. But it will be confirmed. Next, always be prayerful and careful about what you hear from God. There have been times when I saw someone and I knew they were struggling with something. I just felt it in my spirit. I saw it, but I knew it just wasn't right for me to go to them and say anything to them about that. So what did I do? God spoke to my heart. And later on, it was confirmed that they were dealing with this. But all I did was pray about it. You know, sometimes I would say things that were encouraging that were not specific to their situation, the thing that they were going through. Because I had to be careful about that, okay? If we have a word to give, if it's to the whole church, if God gives us something, sometimes you can just write it down and say, Pastor, I feel this. You do what you've, I'm going to pass it on to you, okay? And that's, you know, we're kind of, you know, trying to be maybe a little less accountable to it in a way. And that's okay. But, you know, we're trying to be careful about that, okay? If God told me, Brother Jesse's been struggling with alcohol lately. Oh, Lord, we need to be in prayer about that. You know, I'm going to say, you know what, Brother Will, have you found any cans in your house lately or anything like that? I'm not going to do that, okay? That would be a lack of wisdom. That would be a lack of care, okay? Now, I could go to my pastor and say, look, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm sorry, but I feel this. I'm not going to say anything to it. And maybe pastor says, yeah, he's been partying on the weekends lately. And so, but, you know, maybe pastor knows that, but he doesn't say anything to me. Maybe he just says, okay, yeah, you keep praying about that. That's all I'm going to say. You keep praying for him, you know. I'm trying to be careful with this because I'm not going to damage someone with something that God gives me, okay? And also, next, flesh equals spiritual deafness. There has never been a society that is more full of flesh than our society right now. Even just, you know, my hands need something to do. I pick up and I play solitaire. I play words, you know, Yahtzee with buddies. I play, you know, whatever, pick it up, okay? I have satisfied a fleshly urge. Flesh is not always sinful, okay? There's nothing good in it, but it's not always sinful. So, but I have just satisfied an urge that I had simply by picking up my phone, simply by going to the McDonald's drive-thru, you know, because I got that craving for something, okay? Or simply by just whatever, simply by watching a show. And all these things are flesh-related, so we have to work, and that's okay, but we have to work extra hard sometimes to get rid of our flesh, our ego, to get our own will out of the way so that God can speak. And that's why we say going on a media fast, going on a technology fast, those are very, very effective. Why are they having such great miracles in other countries? First of all, they don't have medical help like we have in this country. Also, they ain't got the internet, okay? They don't. Some of them, some places in Africa, they don't have DVDs, okay? It's no wonder people are growing brand new legs and getting up and walking away and growing brand new eyes, okay? So, you know, it's okay that we have those things here. Those things are useful, but we have to be extra mindful about our ego, about our flesh, and we have to take that extra time to fast and to say, no, flesh, you don't get that. I heard of one person fasting this way. They'd keep an apple in their pocket while they were fasting. Whenever they get a little tummy rumble, they'd take that apple out and say, hey, flesh, you see that apple? You ain't getting it. And put it right back in their pocket, okay? And I thought that was a great way. I thought that's a great way to say, flesh, no. Flesh, no. There are so many ways to do that. But if we are not practicing flesh death, ego death, in some way or another, our ears are not going to hear what the Spirit is trying to say to us. Now, we can hear God's word from the Bible. We can understand that. But God's going to have a very hard time. Imagine someone who's in a semi-coma, all right, and they are aware of things that are going around, and they know they're aware because, you know, when someone walks into the room, a loved one walks into the room, the needles, you know, start moving, the blood pressure spikes and so forth. But the brain can't tell the body, hug them, say something, look at them, okay? Imagine how God feels when He, the head, is trying to get a message to the body, but we are, and I'm not criticizing, don't misunderstand me, but we're, just got my high score. Oh, I almost got past that level. It's just a dollar to get the thing. Okay, all right, here we go. All right, now, okay. All right, those things can get in the way. It can. It's okay to do those things as long as we are doing something. As long as we've got my Bible is right next to my nightstand, okay, and I pick it up and I read it. My wife and I, every single night, we have devotional. Right now, we're reading the Book on Oneness by David Bernard. Woo! I know you know that one, okay? If you ain't read the Book on Oneness by David Bernard, get ready to have your tongue dragging the floor. This guy is brilliant, okay? Sometimes, you know, you think you get a little lost in how smart he is, but that's what we do, okay? We shut everything down. The TV goes off. Well, we have the screensaver. It's got some paintings on it right now, you know, or some mountainscapes. That's what the TV does, you know. But the TV shows go off. Phones put down. Everything down. It is time to hear from God. It is time to pray together. And we all take turns saying our prayer. And, of course, I also say, look, you need to say your own prayer on your own time as well. But it is time for us to put ourselves aside and give a few minutes as a family to God. Why? Because we got to hear from Him. I've got to hear from Him for my family. My wife's got to hear from Him. Now, I say that my daughter has heard from God for me too. And it's kind of an unusual. I know I've told this story before. I'm going to briefly tell it again because it's such a great story. It's when I got to meet Star Wars legend Anthony Daniels, who played C-3PO. Now, I don't know if any of you have met Star Wars legend Anthony Daniels, but I have met him and got my picture taken with Star Wars legend Anthony Daniels, okay? Long story short, we got held up trying to get to the convention and missed the time that I had already paid for to get my photo with him. And you talking about deflated. A pastor and some others were there. They saw it happen. They said it was like a train wreck in slow motion. And it was. They said his photo session, hang on, let me check. Yeah, he's already left the area. And I just sat down. I waited 40 years for that picture. And I just, you talking about deflated. Y'all wouldn't have been able to do nothing with me if this hadn't worked out. Sister Walden said, she said, I'm glad it worked out. You wouldn't have been worth shooting. I said, you're exactly right. Well, he wasn't doing photos at his booth. And we missed what we paid for. And they weren't doing refunds. And I just said, well, sometimes you just lose. And that little one said, something better is going to happen because of this. That's all she said. Something better is going to happen because of it. Now, you can say, well, that's God. What's God going? Well, God cares about the little hobbies and things that we do. He cares about things that are important to us. We're not talking about sin issues or anything like that. You know, if I've got something that brings me a little joy, that's okay. And she said, something better is going to happen to this. Well, it did. After a lot of wheeling and dealing, going back and forth, I got my picture with Star Wars legend Anthony Daniels. And the other photo op, they were running people through really quickly. But this, he stepped aside. He took a few minutes with us, so we got extra time with him. I got a picture on my phone, which was even more special to me. And I got to ask him a question at Q&A. And my daughter got to ask him a question at Q&A. And we got the whole thing on video. The time that I got to meet Star Wars legend Anthony Daniels. And somehow in that story, God told somebody, hey, Dad, you're going to be okay. Don't you worry, Dad. God told me that he's going to do something special for you. Okay? It just came to her, and it blessed my heart, not just the thing, but it blessed my heart to see my child hearing from God in such a simple little, it's a silly little old thing, but to see that kind of sensitivity. You know, my dad's favorite scripture is when Paul said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Here's another one. What if I get it wrong? Ooh, anybody ever got it wrong? Can I make a confession to you? All right. Two parts to this. When it comes to tongues and interpretation, maybe this is just my personality. Maybe this is previous experiences that haven't gone well at another church or something. I get really anxious and uptight concerning tongues and interpretation. Can I be honest? When the music gets died down, you know what part of my brain is saying? Oh, tell everybody to clap, tell everybody to clap, tell everybody to clap, tell everybody to clap. You know, can we clap? And then, oh, there it goes, you know. Now, I shouldn't feel that way because people who've been using the gifts fall for this kind of thing. Okay, I got to come up with something from Jesus right now, okay? And that's wrong. Don't do that, okay? Instead of just trusting God. And I've fallen for that before. No. If it's there, God's going to give that. And he hasn't always given it to me. He's given it to her. He's given it to others. But I get a little nervous about that. I get averse. You know, sometimes I want to start a hand clap because if you get everybody clapping, then that makes the transition. Nobody's going to do it, okay? If that's the flesh in me, I accept that. Other part to that confession. The first time here, it was in 2017, I gave the interpretation of a message. Pastor giving a message in tongues, long pause. He said, let's be obedient to the Lord. And I knew, I said, I know I got it. And I was standing right there. I said, Pastor, if I may, yes, go ahead. And I started talking, and some part of me just completely freaked out. I completely spaced, folks. I had heard from Jesus, and I was so nervous, I started talking, and what did I say? It was good. It was biblical. But it wasn't what God gave me, okay? It was, and my wife said later, she said, you know that thing you said, that's that little thing that you say from time to time. I said, yeah, it was. But the cool thing was, okay, that after that happened, pastor started talking. And when he started talking, I said, that's what I meant to say. Oh! So it was a little bit embarrassing just for me, not to anybody else. So, you know, maybe a little bit of flesh involved. I got to be more prayerful and careful. But at the same time, I knew that what he said, that was what I meant to say. That was what I was trying to say. Maybe I needed some humility. Maybe God let that happen. That's fine. One time recently where Sister Sade gave a message, I was like, I would have worded it completely different. But I'm like, yes, that's exactly the thing. That's the thing. The essence, the thing. Yes, that's the thing right there, okay? The word filters through the human form. So what if you get it wrong? What if we get it wrong? Well, if you can and if it's applicable, make things right, okay? If you say something that you shouldn't have said to somebody, you can go to them and say, look, bro, sis, I was trying to be encouraging there, but I really should have kept that to myself and prayed about it. And I've had to do that. And I said, I hope you'll forgive me. And you said, oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it was a little awkward, but I knew that you were speaking out of love. And so everything was fine, okay? And my dad once said, look, son, if it's positive, if it's uplifting, don't lose out with God about it. You know, we don't need to just not worry about it. If we get something wrong, yes, we should worry about it. We should try, but never, ever feel defeated if you get it wrong. Never feel defeated. Never feel like I am not sensitive. I have lost out. I have, you know, whatever. Maybe God just needed to let you be humbled a little bit, okay? You know, so what? So what if you didn't say everything right? So what if you just got a little too excited and said something, okay? If you didn't cause a problem, but you realize, I was a little off there. Or this thing that I thought God was speaking into my life just for me personally, I guess it wasn't quite there because it hasn't panned out. Keep praying. Keep talking to God. Don't beat yourself up over that. You know, stay close to your pastor. Talk to him about it. Talk to God about it. But, you know, it's going to be okay as long as we are doing all these things. And let me end with this. This is, I remember seeing this a long time ago, and I remember seeing it during a sermon someone was preaching. If God is leading you in a particular direction, okay, this is sometimes true. If God is speaking to you saying, do this, that does not necessarily mean that you are in His will. And I'll show you how that works biblically. I'll give you an example. Israel wanted a king. God said no. Israel said, we want a king. God said no. Israel said, we want a king. Yeah. And God said, okay. And so what did He do? He gave them specific instructions for how to have a king. There have been people who have left even this church who said, God told me to. And I'm thinking, you know what? I believe He did, because if you'd have stayed, you'd have caused some serious problems here. And I saw that so clear. I didn't tell that person that, but that's what I saw. Sometimes we are so determined, and we may not even always realize that that's where the killing the flesh comes in. We are so determined to have what we want, to do what we want. I remember when I was trying to make my evangelizing ministry take off, I was going to do it. I did a fundraiser, and I was going to raise $10,000 and hit the evangelistic field, and I ended up with $1,000 in my pocket after this. And I just knew God. And through that process, God was leading me, but I was so determined to do it my way when my pastor had said, look, when it's time to evangelize, people are just going to call you. They're just going to start calling. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. So we have to be so careful. We have to be submitted to God's word, submitted to our pastor. And if we say, look, pastor, I know you're saying this, but God's telling me this. He might be. I can't speak for every situation. But if what you feel in your spirit is contrary to what your pastor is telling you, then one of two things is happening. We're not hearing from God, or God's saying, yeah, I got to get this person out of the way. I got to do some damage control. And I've seen that happen. And so, you know, the voice of God doesn't always equal God's will. I wouldn't say that this happens any great number of times, but it does happen. So whenever we feel like we hear from God, we also have to think and ask ourselves, okay, God, is this really what you want? Is this what you want for me? Okay, because I only want what you want. Sometimes we say we do, but we don't entirely. That's the human side of us, and we have to work on that, okay? If you have, in listening to this, I'd like to hear from some of you. Has God ever spoken into your heart about something? Has something ever come to you and it came to pass, something you wanted to do? Someone asked me one time, Shannon, how do you know you're called to ministry? And this young lady was eating a cheeseburger at the time. I said, well, how did you know you wanted that cheeseburger? She said, I was hungry for it. I said, that's how you know. You don't even know why. I don't even know why a cheeseburger is the thing I want. I don't know why a Chick-fil-A biscuit is the thing I want. I don't know. That's just what I crave. Spaghetti. Oh, spaghetti would be so good right now. I don't know why it is, but that's just what I crave. That's what I crave.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.